News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley. This is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Legislation that would limit the National Security Agency's secret spying program has fallen flat with House lawmakers. It was voted down in a narrow vote last night, as we hear from Fox News Radio's Lauren Green.
The bill was proposed by Michigan Congressman Justin Amash. He suggests the NSA should focus its data collection to a select few. Wednesday's vote marked the first chance for lawmakers to take a stand on the surveillance program since former NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden leaked the classified information last month. He is believed to still be holed up inside a Moscow airport. Although the NSA amendment has been rejected, it's unlikely to be the last word on the debate between government intrusion to defend the nation and Americans' civil liberties. Lauren Green, Fox News.
Acting on a recent ruling that the state's permitting process for demonstrations at the Capitol is constitutional, police made arrests of those who gathered for noontime singing in the Rotunda Dome. We have more from our Capitol correspondent, Bob Haig.
Turn around and put your hands behind your back. What is he being arrested for?
Capitol Police informing participants in a daily sing-along they were in violation of the permit requirement and would be arrested. Onlookers, including the media and State Representative Melissa Sargent.
These folks are peaceful and they're exhibiting their constitutional rights.
Bill Dunn of Middleton, among those issued a ticket for assembling without a proper permit.
I mean, when they lay down the law, eventually they're going to try to enforce it.
State Senator Bob Jauch calling the arrests outrageous.
If everyone started singing right now, what would they do? Arrest everyone who happens to be here?
Bob Haig, WSAU News.
A semi-truck rear-ended a van on Highway 82 north of Wisconsin Dells yesterday morning. This happened in Adams County in near-zero visibility conditions because of dense fog. The trucker didn't see the van had slowed down to turn off the highway. The van was carrying 15 farm workers from Mauston. 11 were injured, but none of those injuries are life-threatening. The Sheriff's Department and the State Patrol is investigating, and no citations have been issued so far. A safety zone at a mining site makes sense to some lawmakers. They're considering a bill now.
State senators are introducing legislation to address workplace safety at a proposed mining site in northern Wisconsin. Poplar Democrat Bob Jauch says implementing a safety zone based on existing legislation for commercial logging operations is just common sense.
Because there is going to be the possibility of bulk sampling and the use of explosives, it's very important to create safety zones in order to protect workers and the public.
Under the bill, safety zones would be created for areas within 50 feet of a drilling operation and 300 feet from areas where bulk sampling is occurring.
Jackie Johnson, 55 SAU News.
A Wisconsin Rapids man could get 13 years in prison for having sex with underage girls. He is 18-year-old Joseph Karras Jr., and he pled guilty to reduced charges of third-degree sexual assault of a child. His victims were 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, and two 13-year-olds. A sentencing hearing is scheduled for September 5th. Whether we hear about methamphetamine labs found by authorities, they are usually in wooded, remote areas, sometimes in portable trucks or trailers, sometimes in different locations, though. Two people arrested surrounded by meth lab materials in a motel room in La Crosse. Charged in the case, 36-year-old Laura Rudd of La Crosse and 27-year-old Brian Baynard from Lansing, Iowa. The police chief there told reporters that they've taken extreme caution to remove the dangerous materials. They said they were worried about contamination of the property. A Stevens Point police officer will have a disciplinary hearing before the police and fire commission, but we don't know why yet. The city's emergency management director, Sally McGinty, says that the commissioners did discuss the issue for over an hour, and at the end of that meeting, they did set the date for a hearing.
The hearing date has been set for August 20th, which is a Tuesday. It is tentatively scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. The location that we are looking at is the Stevens Point Transit Facility.
Now, WSAU has filed a request under the Freedom of Information Act and open records laws to get details on the officer's name and the specifics of the allegation. It's not clear, though, the status of that request just yet. Now the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast. Here's meteorologist Mark Holley.
A pleasant day across north-central Wisconsin. Temperature-wise today with a high of 78, but showers and storms will be possible this afternoon. A few showers could be strong. Tonight down to 60 with showers, ending tomorrow cooler, high of 72. And this weekend will be cool across north central Wisconsin. High of Saturday of only 63 and slightly warmer on Sunday with a high of 70. Average high this time of year is 80. With the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast, I'm meteorologist Mark Kyle on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And we start Thursday morning under mostly clear skies around central Wisconsin. Looks like a pretty nice day ahead. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.